E2. Number 7A.
So we could see that when we are thinking along the line of the Christ and come to the interjection of science, Christ as science, that the Christ wants to bring out actually not just the manifestation of an idea, like Christ in Christianity. Because if it would stop there, at Christ as Christianity, we would just be happy that things solve themselves and that we got rid of a problem and just wait until the next problem starts all over again. But if we see that the Christ also reflects science, namely that it corrects our measure of understanding, our method of understanding, our structure of understanding, that it changes our false understanding, then naturally the Christ achieves really its true purpose. Because if we get a higher understanding, then we shouldn't get into the same trouble again. So the Christ comes down to the point of science and gives us not just a new idea, but a new way of understanding. And that way of understanding includes, as a minimum, soul, spirit, and mind. Namely, we always think that only that is true which we can conceive with the five physical senses, the counterfeit of soul, and say that which we can see and test touch and hear and smell and so on, that is the only reality. So we have a false sense of reality, namely a material sense of reality. So that has to be corrected by spirit, that spirit is the only real reality. And showing us that therefore our human way of thinking, the counterfeit of mind, is not the right way of thinking and must be corrected by the divine mind. So the form of understanding is mind, spirit, soul. And we come right back actually to the word as the word. You see? Always the Christ, when it comes to an end, gives a feedback to the word. And you know that very well from the two translations, that the first translation gives you the Christ order, and as its effect, it brings forth the second translation from the first degree to the second degree, and bringing out in the third degree what? The word. So it is a feedback to the word. And here we see that same phenomena, that actually what the Christ wants to bring out is to correct our false basis of thinking and put the right basis of thinking, namely soul, spirit, and mind. So we take in here soul, spirit, and mind as Christ in science. I go over it again, and now perhaps with those terms that John Dolly used in order to pinpoint those four phases. What is the pedal note of the Christ? I just make a side remark. Can you sense from how I teach or how I reason that I reason very simply? Namely, I go over the same ground over and over and over. And every time, just trying, when I go over it, I don't repeat it in a routine way. What I do, I go over it, but every time trying to keep the category, the tone of the category, pure. And every time, perhaps, I arrive at keeping it purer and purer. And this is the scientific method in spiritual science. Not to try to accumulate a lot of isolated knowledge. The method in science is that pondering of the fundamental categories. That's all there is. So I go over it again here, and I say, now, what is the Christ? The pedal note is to translate the one divine principle into the form of individual ideas, mind. That's the range in which my reasoning flows. And in order to manifest that principle until it reaches the point of its manifestation at the point of idea, I must first go out from the fact that that principle manifests itself at all, or else I would have no manifestation. There would be no translation. So I start right with Christ as the Word, and see there is in being a fact which says, I want to manifest myself. So Mr. Dawley called the Christ as the Word manifestation. And then, sorry, can you read it? Manifestation. Then we come to the Christ as the Christ, where we could see that we must go a step further in that flow and see not only that the God or the divine principle wants to manifest itself, but also that he actually does manifest itself to the idea. Therefore, it gives the sense of Christ, as translation, that actually the one truth, it starts with truth, that one truth, that one ideal truth, is being translated into the form of infinite specific truths at the point of spirit. So it's just translation taking place. And if that translation takes place into infinitely diversified truths, we can ask ourselves, does it reach every level of thinking, every plane of thought, every plane of experience, or does it only reach truths, spiritual truths, or something more than that? And Christianity says, I wouldn't be Christianity, I wouldn't be a savior if I wouldn't touch also a mortal level of thinking, a material plane of thinking, a sinful plane of thinking. And so the Christianity says, I touch every plane of existence. So Mr. Dawley called the Christ as Christianity plane. And by plane again, he didn't mean a two-dimensional geometrical plane, but he meant it in the spiritual way, in the mental realm, as we say, that it reaches every plane of existence, indicating that not one situation remains untouched, that the plane of ignorance is touched, that the plane of sin is touched, that the plane of mortality is touched, that the plane of psyche is touched, that the plane of the material, the physical, the bodily, the organic is touched, that the plane of the material science is touched, the plane of medicine is touched. Every plane is touched. There is no range, neither in the erroneous realm, nor in the mental realm, nor in the spiritual realm, that is not touched by it. And only because of this fact we know that the truth consciousness can actually, because it starts right with love and says, I want to translate everything, the whole truth, to the point of the manifestation of every plane of thought. So you get here a plane. You know what we had in the word here? The word in Christianity, it was the line, where it was shown that the word would help us to line up with the truth. Here it is the plane, saying that truth reaches every plane of experience. And finally, we come to the Christ as science, which, as we have seen, is retranslating, so to say, a false understanding, a false way of understanding into a true understanding, and so he called it omniscience. In the word we had on that level, omnipotence, and now we have omniscience, because it shows that the Christ actually, the highest office of the Christ would be really to act as that Savior which would save us from a false way of understanding reality. That would really be a Savior. So again, when you just read those epitomes down, you can see what the Christ idea in being does. He says, I manifest myself, I have within myself the power to express and manifest itself. Express and manifest itself by translating myself to the point of individual ideas. Translation. To the point of individual ideas so that it touches as an outcome every plane of thought. Not only the saints are saved, all the sinners are saved. Everyone is touched by it. And all that has its climax therein, that actually our way of understanding, our structure of understanding is changed into a divine, scientific way of understanding by building our understanding on mind, spirit, and soul. Yeah, that's the Christ. So we can go to Christianity. And again, we can take a new sheet of paper and write down word on the top level. Word, Christ, Christianity as the main point, and science. And under the Christ, under Christianity we have the order, namely principle, mind, soul, spirit, life, truth, and love. Yeah, so we can think out this order. And when we think it out, we always go back to the tone of the categories. What is the tone of the category of Christianity? Its focal point is idea, the infinite reflection of idea, it's the realm of idea, it's idea. Focal point of the word was God. Focal point of the Christ was the translation of God to idea. Focal point of Christianity is the outcome of that Christ, namely the idea itself, the realm of idea, seeing the universe of idea, all that, so that the Christianity order is actually doing what? Is depicting the realm of ideas and tells us what that realm of ideas is all about. So we are looking at the spiritual universe, including man, and are asking ourselves four great questions, namely, is this realm of idea a static realm of idea? Just a realm of idea, finished? Then we wouldn't have a fourfold operation in it. But if there is a fourfold operation also in the realm of idea, then we would have to see that fourfold operation as idea. No more as God, no more as Christ. So if we keep that tone in our consciousness, we can ask now, what is the word aspect of that realm of idea? And the word is always that which says, which gives the basis, which is the creative order. And so the word would have to tell us, how on earth do you build up in your consciousness the nature of what constitutes ideas? That's the creative sense, the word sense. The word is always the creative sense. So how do you build up a complete sense of what constitutes an idea? What is the nature of an idea? And you can easily see, if one knows that Christianity or that the word would have to take at least in principle, mind, soul, and spirit. That would be Christianity as the word you could put there. Yeah? So principle, mind, soul, spirit. Why? Why? Well, if you have well digested all the other classes I have given on the fundamentals, where I have shown what the Christianity order means, and you'll see it very easily, because only when we go through principle, mind, soul, and spirit do we arrive at the complete, pure presentation of idea. Why? Because in order to see the full reflection of an idea, you have to see what? Namely, that every idea is rooted in principle. You start with principle, which is the root of all ideas. All ideas we know have one principle. So we can't really build up our consciousness of idea until we first see that there are ideas of the one principle. And that principle really is the principle of mind of all ideas, of the whole realm of ideas, mind. And that these are, and still we wouldn't have yet a full concept of what an idea is, because we wouldn't know anything about the quality of that idea. And so we need at least soul to say, and you know, every one of those ideas in the realm of mind, which have one principle, have the identical soul, identical quality as its principle. They don't have just one quality, one out of a million. They have the identical quality as the infinite one. So that the power of an idea is the power of the infinite. The substance of an idea is the substance of the infinite. So that through soul we see that each idea has the same quality as the infinite one. Because it is absolutely identified with its principle. But when we see that each idea is identified with its principle, and principle is the principle of all ideas of mind, then we also see that each idea is via principle combined with all other ideas of that principle, so that each idea reflects all other ideas. And that's spirit, the reflection of spirit. Spirit is that which says there are no limits in any way possible, no shape and form. Where there is an idea, there are all other ideas. You cannot separate an idea from any other idea. The moment you touch one idea, you touch all ideas. That's the reflection of spirit. And only at that point you have the pure reflection of idea. So this is Christianity as the word. And we have done nothing else but to do the word sense, namely to construct, so to say, in a creative way, build up what is an idea. Compared with just saying, well, there are ideas in being. Okay, there are ideas in being. What do we know then about ideas? But here through the word, the creative word, we build up in consciousness the bigness of what an idea is. It doesn't yet do something. It hasn't yet an operative sense. The moment we would ask what is the operative sense of that idea, we would already ask for the Christ operation. So the moment we take in the Christ and ask now what is the Christ operation, then we would say, well, you know, every idea lives. And lives what? It lives the truth of being. So I can right start with spirit, with the idea. I have now built up the idea, and I can right start in with spirit and say, every idea has is operating in a living way. By doing what? By bringing us the truth of every situation. And so I have the Christ, Christianity as Christ, Spirit, Life, Truth, giving me what? Giving me really a sense of what is reality all about. Now, reality is not just static, reality is dynamic and says in reality nothing is going on but the ideas of spirit going on, life. It's a living idea, the movement of those ideas doing something, living what? The truth of being, small b. So with spirit, life and truth, we have really the Christ operation. But then, when we come to Christianity as Christianity itself, then we have to think over again now, what is meant by it? What is meant by Christianity as Christianity? Christianity is the outcome. What is the outcome of the idea? The outcome of the idea is that we have a whole realm or universe of ideas that are actually reflecting God as life, truth, and love. That's the whole realm. And so we can see we have to take in an enormous lot of synonymous terms, actually, in order to bring that out. In order to bring out that we have now to do with the whole space, the whole realm of ideas. We have to start there where that realm of idea was started for the first time, namely in mind. We said that principle is the principle of all ideas, of the realm of ideas. So you have to start right with mind, with the realm of ideas, which is identical with its principle and reflect each idea, reflecting each other and reflecting what? The whole of God, namely life, truth and love. Or we don't have a realm of idea if it doesn't express life, truth, and love. So mind, soul, spirit, life, truth, and love give us a sense of Christianity as Christianity. Terrific. Here we have the real Christianity, where we say, what is it? It's the universe. It's the real universe. Wouldn't we feel we have a real universe if we only would have the realm of ideas and say this, the realm of ideas has all the qualities of the infinite one through soul, and each idea blends with it every other idea, we would have a static universe. Not the universe that demonstrates what we really want to have to demonstrate, namely that every idea has life, truth and love, that every idea lives and moves and has its being in all its perfection. That's what we feel is a Christianity sense. Yes. So, with this sense, you see, we touch that what we usually as humans would like to see to be demonstrated. Namely, that we live in a universe of ideas, and that these ideas, each one of them expresses the Godhead, namely life, truth and love. But you can see what it is here, namely that each idea reflects life, truth and love. Meaning that each idea expresses the fatherhood and the sonship and the motherhood. The idea that it's no more that word sense where we had life, truth and love in the word, where we just found what is God. And God was stated in the word as signs as saying, I'm the Godhead, I'm the Father, the Son and the Mother, I'm life, truth and love. In Christianity, the purpose of Christianity is to show that word is reflected in the universe as what? As life of the idea, as truth of the idea, and love of the idea in a universal way. And so again, therefore, the science aspect of it is again life, truth and love. That's Christianity as science. Life, truth and love. But remember, though the symbols are the same as in the Word. I just stop for a few seconds that you can write